From NPR Music, you're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. This summer, you'll hear about Tropicália and the band Os Mutantes. Tropicália was a revolutionary cultural movement in Brazil in 1967 and 1968. It came at a time when Brazil was under a military dictatorship. The music and the film, the poetry of the time, became a source of political activism. The bossa nova and its breezy, sunny sound, it felt out of place, and Tropicália became the art form for rebellion. Os Mutantes, which is Portuguese for the mutants, along with other artists such as Caetano Veloso and Gilberto Gil, were just a few artists of this new movement, and now, after more than 30 years after the breakup of Os Mutantes, they've reformed and they're touring. They'll be in the U.S. over the summer playing alongside the Flaming Lips and performing at Pitchfork's Music Festival in Chicago. Though this isn't quite the original incarnation of the band, it may inspire you to give a listen to the original lineup of their early recordings. You'll hear why Kurt Cobain, Beck, and David Byrne found inspiration in their sound. From a new collection called Tropicália, let's listen to Os Mutantes. The tune is called Bat Macumba. The sounds of Os Mutantes from a CD called Tropicália, a Brazilian revolution in sound. This is a wonderful collection on soul jazz, with music by all the major players in the Tropicália movement, including Tom Zé, Caetano Veloso, and Jorge Ben. Our All Songs Considered intern Lars Gotrich turned me on to a record I never heard of. It's called Satwa, and as history tells it, it's the first independent LP ever released in Brazil. It features two musicians, Lulu Cortez on Moroccan sitar, while Leilson de Holanda Cavalcante plays 12-string guitar. The record was recorded at a time when the oppressive government in Brazil was asking musicians to submit lyrics for approval, so these musicians decided on an instrumental record. There's something so incredibly refreshing and spontaneous about this music. The original 1973 master tapes are missing, and this CD reissue was made from one of the remaining LPs. Give a listen to Allegro Piridissimo. Satwa is the name of the duo. This CD is also called Satwa. The title of the song was Allegro Piridissimo, and the CD's on Time Lag Records. Nouvelle Vague is French for New Wave. It's also the name of a French bossa nova cover band. They often take New Wave songs from the 70s and 80s, such as Joy Division's Level Terrace Apart, or the Public Image tune This Is Not a Love Song. They strip it down and often slow it down with a bossa beat. It's a bit of a novelty, but if you know the tunes, it's a fun listen. Their new CD is called A Bande de Par, and this song by the Buzzcocks is called Ever Fallen in Love. Nouvelle Vague is the name of the band. The CD is called A Bande à Part. Their second CD comes out at the end of August. Erica Wennerstrom is a petite singer from Dayton, Ohio, with the voice of a rock star. She's one third of a great sound from the band Heartless Bastards. Their second CD is called All This Time. It'll be out at the top of August. Here's the opening track titled Into the Open. The Heartless Bastards, the opening track from their forthcoming second CD, All This Time. The track we just heard was called Into the Open. There's a new CD by the band Blow Up Hollywood. According to the band, it's based on the life of a soldier that served and died in Iraq. The CD's called The Diaries of Private Henry Hill. Private Henry Hill isn't the soldier's real name. Steve Messina of the band Blow Up Hollywood tells the story this way. While volunteering at a shelter, he met the father of a man who claimed his son was a private in the Iraq War. The father shared his son's diaries with Steve Messina, and Messina then based his CD on that soldier's life. Let's listen to the song called Charge. The music from Blow Up Hollywood, and that's from a powerful new CD called The Diaries of Private Henry Hill. In 1965, at a time when the Cold War seemed more on the minds of Americans than the war on terrorism feels today, a song came on pop radio that was chilling, and it was sung by a very Bob Dylan-sounding character by the name of Barry McGuire. On the 45, printed just under the title, was the name P.F. Sloan. P.F. Sloan wrote the song. Back then, labels hired songwriters to write for their artists, and P.F. Sloan was the hired gun for Dunhill Records. Sloan would later write a hit for the Turtles called You Baby, and for Johnny Rivers, he wrote Secret Agent Man. The words to Eve of Destruction contained the line, "You're old enough to kill, but not for voting," and it became a rallying point that would eventually change the voting age to match the draft age from 21 to 18. P.F. Sloan is now in his early 60s, and he's just recorded new songs with a few old ones from friends and admirers, including Lucinda Williams, Frank Black, and Buddy Miller. He performs Eve of Destruction, and I'd like to play that for you now. P.F. Sloan, he wrote that tune when he was 20 years old. This recording's from a new CD called Sail Over, and it'll be released at the end of August. We end now with a band called Crooked Still. They're a four-piece band playing a very spooky sort of folk and bluegrass music with an odd combination of banjo, cello, and double bass. Their second CD's called Shaken by a Low Sound, and it contains some classic tunes such as Little Sadie, Come On in My Kitchen, and one of my favorite tunes, a murder ballad called Wind and Rain. And if you never heard this song, listen to the story of the wind and rain. I'm Bob Boylan, along with producer Robin Hilton. Our intern is Lars Gottridge. Our engineer today is Vahan Baladuni. Don't forget, we podcast the show. Look for the link on our homepage. And we have more live concerts coming, including the Drive-By Truckers and Slater Kinney. Our newsletter is the best place to get more information on concerts. From NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered.
Sisters came walking down the street. Oh, the wind and rain. Older one pushed the younger one and cried, oh, the dreadful wind and rain. 'Cause Johnny gave the youngest one a gay gold ring. Oh, the wind and rain. Didn't give the other one. She pushed her into the river to drown. Oh, the wind and rain. Watched her as she floated down. Cried, oh, the dreadful wind and rain. She floated till she came to the miller's pond. Oh, the wind and rain. Cried, oh, the wind and rain, only two.